Mm-hmm.
Or you can go back into the eternal spiritual world. And please do not think you have time. I want to finish by telling you a little story, which I like very much. I've told it once here, I think when we opened the temple, but I want to tell it again because there are different guests now here.
Mislim da sam ispričao jedno kada smo ovdje otvarali hram, ali želim ponovno ispričati pošto sada odem drugim gostom.
This is also a nice story for our little Rita.
Ovo je uđela jedno priča za našu malu Ritu.
Today hearing very concentrated.
Koja je danas vjerno specijalno sluša.
Once Krishna told the saint Narada Muni, I'm tired to see these fallen souls wasting their time in the material world.
Jedan je Krishna rekao Naradi Muni, dosta mi je da gledam te iste duhovne duše, te pale duhovne duše, kako plaće se vreme u materijalnom svijetu.
Yes, invite them back.
Pozovi ih nazad.
Just like this, asked Naradi Muni.
Samo tako?
Yes, 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 they all can come.
Da. Oni svi mogu da dođu.
They don't have to go through any difficult spiritual process, they can just return.
Oni ne moraju da prođu kroz nikakav težak duhovni proces, samo mogu da se vrate.
Oh, wonderful, said Narada Muni, and thought now he would come with thousands and millions of conditioned souls, he would bring them into spiritual world.
On kako vidno, pomislio je Narada Muni, i vidio sebe kako vraća hiljade i milijone duhovi duše nazad duhovi svijet.
He thought they would be more than enthusiastic to leave the kingdom of birth and death.
On je mislio da će oni biti više nego entuzijastični da napuste nekako kraljevstvo rođenje i smrti.
So Krishna said, it won't be so easy as you think.
Ali on je mu Krishna rekao, no neće to baš biti tako lako kao što ti misliš.
But I give you a good address.
Ali daš ti dobro adresu.
Mr. Patel in Gujarat.
Gospodin Patel u Gujaratu.
So Narada Muni went to this man who was very had a very good nature for spiritual life.
I ovdje je Narada Muni otišao tu do gospodina Patela koji imao veoma dobru prirodu za duhovni život.
He knocked at the door. Gospodin Patela, please come back to the spiritual world.
Gospodin Patel, molim vas dođite na nastavku u duhovni svijet.
Oh, Narada Muni. Not just now.
Oh, Narada Muni, ali ne baš sada.
I've just married.
Upravo sam se ženio.
Let me first give a child to my wife.
Hajde prvo dam jedno dete svoje ženi.
Then I'm free.
Onda sam slobodan.
Okay, said Narada Muni, then should I return?
Dobro, rekao je Narada Muni. A kada da se vratim?
15 months.
To je do 15 mjeseci.
So Narada Muni was back on time.
Kada Narada Muni se vrati na vrijeme?
Ah, gospodin Patel, and the door opened.
I onda je Narada Muni ponovno zapucao i vrata se otvorila.
Oh, Narada Muni! Dobro došli! Do you want something to eat?
Oh, Narada Muni, dobro došli. Da li želite nešto da jedete?
No, said Narada Muni, I came to bring you where you belong.
Ne, rekao Narada Muni, jer sam došao da ti dovedem tamo da ti pripadaš.
Not so easy. Now I have a responsibility to my son.
Sada imam odgovornost prema svojem sinu.
He must learn something.
Mora nešto da nauči.
And then when he has learned something, then he must get married, and then he must make one Mr. Patel the second.
On mora nešto da nauči, i onda mora da se, kada nauči, mora da se oženi, i onda, kada je oženjen, mora da dobije drugo gospodu Patela.
Oh, Senator Muni, really? But this is just a dream.
Pero es solo san.
You are a resident of the eternal world, and only due to false ego, you think you're Mr. Patel. But this Mr. Patel is just a bubble of foam in the ocean of death.
It's just an old duhovnog sveta, ali samo usred tog lažnog ega ti misliš da si gospodin Patel, ali taj gospodin Patel to je samo jedan mikulić od pene.
I know, said Mr. Patel. But please come back after 25 years.
Ali morate vratiti se 25 godina.
Uredno, said Narada Muni. So he came after 25 years, then he had to come back after 5 years, and on and on. One day he came and knocked at the door.
Jednog dana došao i pokucao na vrata.
Mr. Patel, no answer.
Gospodin Patel?
Then the door, after some knocking, further knocking, flew open, and there was a total red face of Gospodja Patel.
I onda vrata se širom otvorila i bila je tu gospođa Patel crvenog lica.
What kind of svetac are you?
Kako si ti tu svetac?
Whenever you come, my husband is very disturbed.
Kad god ti dođeš, moj muž bio veoma uznemiren.
You should give him some peace.
Treba da ga pustiš na miru.
So when she said the word peace, there was a loud noise on the floor.
Kada je rekla reč mir, čuo se tresak na podu.
And both of them ran into the house.
I oboje se potrčali u kuću.
To see what was going on.
Da vidi šta se dešava.
And they found there was Mr. Patel lying dead on the floor.
I našli su gospodina Patela kako leži mrtav na podu.
He had tried to hide underneath the roof, but from the shock of hearing Narada Muni's invitation, he had just fallen down and broken his neck when he landed in an unfortunate way.
On je pokušao da se sakrije ispod krova, međutim kada je čuo Narada Munijev poziv, on je samo pao, slomio vrat i pobio.
But Narada Muni did not give up so easily.
Ali Narada Muni nije tako lako odnosao.
After 5 years he returned.
Nakon 5 godina se ponovo vratio.
And saw a big dog lying before the door of Mr. Patel's house.
I vidio veliki psa koji je ležao ispred vrata gospodina Patelove kuće.
And the dog had one ear over the eyes to sleep better.
Taj pas je imao jedno uvo preko očiju kako bi mogao bolje da spava.
So Narada Muni was taking the ear and talking in the ear. Gospodin Patel, can you hear me?
Je uzeo to ime i počeo da mu govori o to psu uvo. Gospodin Patel, da li je može čuti?
Please, can you hear me?
Molite, da li je možeš čuti?
The eyes went open.
Oči su se otvorili.
Ah, Narada Muni. Dobrodošli. What do you want? Do you want to eat something? No, you fool. I want to bring you back home.
Ne, ti budalo. Želim te vratiti nazad kući.
Oh, it's not so easy, said the dog.
Tako lako, rekao je pas.
I have my responsibility. I have to watch this house very carefully. Otherwise some disorder can take place. And then Narada Muni just pays his obeisances to the potency of the illusory energy. So let us not be like in this example.
So that never immediately call on Krishna.
But let us follow the call of Krishna, which comes through all the great spiritual traditions.
Which slijedimo zov Krishne koji dolazi kroz sve velike spiritualne tradicije.
and get going, so to say, strongly on the spiritual path. Thank you very much for your attention. Do you have any questions regarding these subjects or even other subjects?
Da li imate neka pitanja u vezi sa ovom temom ili sa nekim drugim temama?
Ask you one question about that, because you said on the lecture that we can, it's better that we behave always in front of the don't change person.
Maybe. Yeah.
And what's better, to be sometimes like that, that we are changing sometimes, or there are some people which don't change the face, just they're always inside angry or envious or something like that, but they always have a smile on the face. So could you explain that?
It says that please speak in English, lady. Loud.
Pitao sam Maharaja da li imam neki problem, da li je bolje nekad da se ponašamo tako da treba da se ponašamo nekad dobro, da se ponašamo, na primjer, kao ja u hramu dobro, a na ulici totalno drugačija osoba, da budemo ili da budemo kao neke osobe koje stalno imaju nasmejano lice, a uvijek unutra su zadini i pohlepni i tako.
Yes, the authentic person remains inside always strong and the same.
Autentična osoba uvijek ostaje iznutra snažna i ista.
It is described here in the Bhagavad Gita that he watches, he always remains an observer of his material activities.
On the Bhagavad Gita je opisano da on uvijek ostaje posmatrač djelatnosti.
And this is actually how you can start on your process of self-realization. You can observe yourself in different situations acting, but not identify with this, what happens.
I to je zapravo kako možeš početi taj proces samospoznaje tako što posmatraš sebe u određenim situacijama, kako deluješ, ali ne, da se ne identifikuješ sa tim situacijama.
You will be able to control your mind only when you consciously observe what is happening in the mind.
Ćeš moći da svesno kontrolišeš um samo onda kada svesno posmatraš šta se dešava u njemu.
For instance, you can observe yourself when you are, let us say you have a cake and someone steals a part of the cake. You can observe how you become angry.
I onda možeš posmatrati sebe kako, na primjer, ako imaš kolač, onda neko popije i neko dođe i uzme kolač.
But if you manage to not identify with this anger and observe it, you don't really, let me say, you don't really fall under the control of anger. You just see how it's coming.
I zato se najediš, ali ako veš da identifikuješ sa tom mutnom, kad samo posmatraš tu mutnu kako dolazi, onda možeš vidjeti samo kako dolazi.
Or you walk on the streets of Belgrade, and then a beautiful lady passes you, in whose body it seems the Creator has put all the perfections of female charm.
Ili hodeš ulicom i jedna predina davno dolazi prema tebi u čije telo je Kreator izgleda stavio sav ženski šarm.
The perfume is so strong.
Parfum je tako snažan.
And the shmika is 1 centimeter thick.
And shmika is 1 centimeter debela.
And the eyelids go like
debelice tepere.
And you can see how you begin to react. You want to act like Superman all of a sudden.
Like
the super sushi. Suki, super Suki. You should just observe yourself. And not identify. Like a cinema which happens in your mind. This is how you learn to control your mind. To observe the thoughts coming and going but not identify. A person in the divine consciousness, although in, it's here Srinivas 5:8, please read it. Fifth chapter, text number 8. There is a wonderful definition. Do we have it? A person in the divine consciousness,
osoba služanstvo svjesnošću, iako gleda, sluša, miriše, jede, hoda, spava i diše, uvijek u sebi zna da zapravo ništa ne čini, jer dok govori, izlučuje, prima ili otvara i zatvara oči, uvijek zna da samo materijalna čula dolazi u dodir sa svojim predmetima i da je od njih odvaja.
That's a nice meditation.
To je lepa meditacija.
We shouldn't become like the Thai person. There's a joke, a witz about the Thai person. The Thai person will kill you with a smile. From Bangkok.
Postoji jedan vic u vezi sa Thai osobama. Kaže se da takva osoba može ubiti s osmehom.
That's not the ideal.
To nije ideja.
You should actually in your heart be free from anger.
Vi zapravo u svome srcu trebate biti oslobođeni gneva.
Not just in your face.
Ne samo na vašem licu.
No, I don't think that, all the Thai people do that, you know. That's not my point.
Ja ne mislim da svi Thai ljudi to rade, to nije moja poenta.
Yes, anyone else?
Da, još neko?
David. Please speak loud.
Mi smo sada stalno po istorećem sistemu, stalno smo na našem ja. Da li to znači da svaki trud koji sada što je trud koji smo proizvajamo od duhova da napredujemo, to činimo, u stvari, da to čini lažni ja. To činimo na lažni ja.
Yes, I couldn't understand so much you say in toilet.
Može neko primjeru?
Can you help us, Marco? Have you understood? I think you were in the, or your mind was somewhere else, maybe. Yes. No, the desire to advance in spiritual life is a very good desire.
Ne, želja da napredujemo u duhovnom životu je dobra želja.
It's a cry of the soul for freedom.
To je zov duše za slobodu.
Yes, when you are dissatisfied with your present state of existence, this is actually the beginning of your spiritual aspirations.
Kada ste nezadovoljni sa vašim materijalnim postojanjem, to je zapravo početak vaših duhovnih aspiracija.
And it shows that you are actually not a product of matter.
To zapravo pokazuje da vi ste proizvod materije.
Because you cannot find yourself in those material arrangements which you made for your
jer to pokazuje da se ne možete naći u tim materijalnim aranžmanima koje ste napravili za vaše zadovoljstvo.
This is the mercy of Krishna and sometimes the mercy of the spiritual master when we become dissatisfied with our material environment.
To je milost Krišni, ponekad milost naše duhovne duške, da ih postanemo nezadovoljni tim materijalnim okruženjem.
See, everyone who comes to the graveyard, have you ever been there when your friend was buried in the ground?
Na primjer, svakako dođe na groblje, da li ste ikada bili prisutni kada je vaš prijatelj posjećivao sahranjivanje?
When immediately asks, what is life?
Osoba odmah postavlja pitanje, šta je život?
What is the sense of it all?
Kakav je smisao sveg toga?
When you are at the graveyard, it comes. Or when someone dies in your arms, when the soldier leaves the body.
Kada se nalazite na groblju ili kada vojnik vam umre na rukama.
And people in material life afterwards go to the Gostilna and drink Slivovich to forget this sobering experience.
Ljudi materijalnom životu nakon ovoga odu u Gostionu i onda tamo piju Šljivovicu da bi zaboravili ove doživljaje koji zapravo rastrežnije.
So heavy for them to just become dissatisfied with material life.
Znači tako teško da postanu nezadovoljni materijalnim životom.
They feel so insecure.
Oni se osjećaju tako nesigurnima.
But the devotee is happy when he is dissatisfied.
Ali bhakti je srećan kad je nezadovoljan.
Because now he will do something.
Jer on će sad uraditi nešto.
In a spiritual direction.
U duhovnom smislu.
It's actually a spirit, it comes from the spirit soul.
Jer je to duhovno dolazi, duhovno dolazi i duhovne duše. Mhm.
Oni
kada bhakti govori da rade vrednu službu za Krišnu, ali se vrednu tijela koju ima,
da li je dobro da u tom slučaju moj Krišna kaže da ima svoj život? Sometimes with nature of his body, how it is constructed, the life of Sri Krishna. Is it okay to pray to Krishna for this?
To do service according to your nature, The nature of the body.
Yes.
If you want to pray, to do service according to the nature of your body, is it all right if you pray to Krishna like this,
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Dobro. In the beginning it is definitely necessary to start somewhere. And we have to do something what we can do. For instance, today Bhakti spoke with me and wanted to, we discussed what she could do for Krishna. And we thought, yes, she is a spiritual revolutionary, she should spread spiritual knowledge.
Danas jedna Bhaktinja me pitala šta može ono raditi za Krišnu i sam rekao da, ona je revolucionar i ona treba da širi duhovno znanje.
And then she said, but I can't sing, do I have to sing and make a concert?
Ali ja nemam da pevam, da li treba da pevam i da napravim koncert?
And then, no, better not.
Ne, bolje ne.
So, you have to engage according to our, you know, whatever we can do.
Mi treba da se angažujemo shodno onome što mi možemo da radimo.
Yes, volunteer.
Thank you.
later.
They have also ISKCON. And that he says something more about that.
If I can say something more about this?
No, Srila Prabhupada says something more about this point.
Well, once John Lennon and Yoko Ono give peace a chance, they came to Srila Prabhupada acknowledging that he was a great yogi. And they said to Prabhupada, please make that we are together eternally.
Prabhupada
said, that's Maya. That is illusion. In the you cannot be together materially always. One of you will die and lose and leave the body. That is there. John Lennon is somewhere and Yoko still tries to make a musical career.
No, to je tu. John Lennon je kozmik B, a Yoko on još uvijek pokušava da načini muzičku karijeru.
But spiritually it is possible.
Ali duhovno je moguće.
At the lotus feet of Krishna we will all meet each other again.
Pred lotus feet of Krishna mi ćemo se svi zajedno ponovo naći.
Even those who have only met very briefly.
Čak i oni koji su se našli sreli veoma kratko.
Then the question is, do we remember then our material activities?
Onda pitanje je, da li se mi sećamo naših materijalnih aktivnosti?
Like, do we remember that we met in Beograd in this hall which is much too hot? The thing is, we have other things to remember. We have other things to think about then. And we don't feel very inspired to think of our material activities in this body. But if we want, we can also remember that. So in this way we will have our ISKCON in the spiritual world. Good, I thank you very much. It is a little late because of the translation. It was again very nice here in Beograd. Next time when I return, it is would be nice to see all of you stronger in Krishna consciousness. And our guests even as you as you know more elevated in their self realization. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Sri Chaitanya Maharaj ki jai.